Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, hey, Gene.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's, let's see, today's Thursday.
What is today? Yeah, I tell you, it's been a crazy week for me.
It's been a busy week. I just got off the phone with somebody who may become an advertiser in the magazine. So that's always exciting. And
sure.
he was so busy telling me about his business that I had to interrupt him a couple of times and remind him that my time was limited. I had an appointment, and he's just so excited about his business, and I'm excited for him.
Awesome.
I'll be sharing more news about that when I have a little more news to share.
Excellent.
So today, tomorrow is kind of exciting because tomorrow we're going to draw this week's winner from our opportunity to get a gift, and that will be based on people who have interacted with us in the past week or so. We'll see.
And you still have a chance to get in on this too if you email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. All you have to do is just contact us. Basically, give us a wrong answer, give us a right answer, say hi, say bye, and you get an entry to get the free gift.
Yeah, if you don't have a lot of energy, you can just put a little emoticon in there, a little smiley face. You know what I find interesting is we've got two different publicists now that have tagged on to the Take a Break, the Contact Gene and Mary, asking us to interview their guests on our other show.
Yeah, how cool is that?
And a lot of interesting. I'm just glad that people are paying attention. And today, ladies and gentlemen, is January 7th. And this is a rarity for Gene and me because this is a live show. So for the next, well, not quite 15 minutes, about 13 minutes, if you want to call in, you can, which is another way to get your name in the drawing. So since we're not going to be working, we're not going to be working with our publicists, they don't qualify. But we want regular listeners to call in or contact us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Yeah. Or you can also interact with us on our brand new rebranded website, our page, Facebook page. It used to be our coffee and tea show, the web series, but now we're rebranding it and trying to get Facebook to change the name to Be Unique Radio.
Be Unique Radio, that's where it's at. You know, our show is really pretty good, and that's the best part is people are starting to hear us.
Yes.
We started off kind of quiet because, you know, the world's a big place.
Yes.
But it's slowly people are hearing about us. They know it's a good show, and so they come back. I'm not saying we're always on top of our game, but isn't that what it's all about?
That's why I keep my little bag of rosemary handy so I can keep sniffing it
and
just like that, and I remember things. And interestingly enough, I was gifted a small necklace with a piece of jade on it, and I put the jade right next to the rosemary, because jade has the energy of money, and
I'm going to get mine out.
Pull out your jade. But I digress. That is not today's topic. Maybe we need to add that to gemstone attributes.
Yeah, well, let's just do jade. Let's do a show about jade one day.
Well,
there's so many, we'd run out of time if we just talked about even more than one.
Yes. I will send Barb a list of topics for her to continue researching. She's, oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, Barb Marino is phenomenal. She's just a sweet, kind human being. She's got a heart as big as Texas and Alaska combined. And she is one of our financial sponsors. She's one of our volunteers. And she has volunteered to do the research that we talk about. She gives me information, and then I can add my own opinion to it, which, of course, is not necessarily the right opinion. But it's usually mine.
You know,
it's mine.
We each have our own opinion. Of course it's ours, the right opinion. It's ours.
And today, our topic is Mikey, Donnie, Raph, and Leo.
Okay.
Does that ring any bells for anybody? Mikey, Donnie,
no.
Raph, and Leo are the nicknames for four fictional cartoon characters known... Oh, wait a minute. I totally forgot our word of the day. Man, where's my rosemary? Let me sniff that again.
The word of the day is...
The word of the day is...
would have known first before we knew about these people.
Yeah, but you don't know about them anyway. Superhero.
Well, but I might after the word... Superhero, okay.
Yes, superhero...
That gives me a whole other clue.
...is a benevolent... fictional character with superhuman powers. And folks, let me tell you, Gene usually knows the topic, but he doesn't always know what the topic is, because Barb gives me the research, and I sometimes give her the topics, sometimes Gene gives her the topics, sometimes she makes up her own topics. And you can do the same thing. If you want to suggest something for us to talk about, email contact@GeneAndMary.com or visit our Facebook page. And if you can't find us on the Be Unique Radio page, then email contact@GeneAndMary.com and we'll send you the link to it.
Sure.
But you can steer this show. You can tell us what topics you want us to talk about.
Well,
we already have...
It's the way that we can squeeze all kinds of stuff into 15 minutes. We can have a show where everybody gets to take a break and enjoy something, and we can squeeze it all into 15 minutes. And that's why Mary and I just come and do that. And then, but the input we have is from everybody around us, all over the place.
And we have topics that will last us through the 1st of April. April Fool's Day ought to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, back to
so
the topic for today.
The word of the day
is superhero.
Superhero, okay. And
a benevolent fictional character with superhuman powers, like Superman, Spider-Man.
Underdog,
Underdog, Mighty Mouse.
Now, I wonder if the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would be superheroes. They're kind of half and half. Or would they be?
Well,
do they have...
Oh, yeah. Because,
I guess they're turtles for one thing.
they were turtles that had been... They were dropped in the sewer or something, and they got zapped by... radioactive stuff, which apparently radioactivity makes everybody super powered. Look at Spider-Man.
But we're talking about, what do you say, Bobby? No,
Mikey, Donnie, Raph, and Leo. Now, if those names sound a little bit familiar or make you think of, they were named after classical artists, Michelangelo, Raphael, Leonardo, and Donatello. Wait a minute, Donatello is Donnie. They were teenagers because they were tiny little turtles when they were dropped into the sewer, and they were discovered by the rat that also had mutated from an animal into an amorph. What is the word I'm thinking of? Amorphization? I got to look this one up.
Anamorph
something or other. And this doesn't. When.
Yeah. Drawing a blank.
An animal takes on human characteristics. What is that called? There's a word for this. Anthropomorphism.
Oh, really? I thought that was just the wolf.
Anthropomorphism and personification. So when you attribute human characteristics or behaviors to an animal, that's you're anthropomorphizing them. And if you personify them, you just give the human characteristics to something non-human in an abstract form sometimes. But the point is, these little turtles and this little rat took on human characteristics, and they all stood upright. Now, they were named after these Italian Renaissance artists. They were created by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird in 1980s, and they were planned to be a one-issue comic book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know how much it expanded? Do you know all of the things that it expanded into?
Oh, my goodness. It became a national, sensation. I know that.
Yeah. It became a cartoon series. There were movies made from them. Games, toys, video games, T-shirts. In fact, at one of our fundraising yard sales, somebody donated a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Halloween costume. And it sold quickly. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that made these turtles superheroes was they were of human height. But they used Japanese martial arts to defend themselves from a very mean gang. And they also looked after the underdog. Did you know that we're approaching their 30th anniversary?
That blows me away because, I guess I was an adult when they came around. That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
My kids, you know.
Their theme song was always fun. Whenever I'd hear it, I'd get really excited because I knew my kids would be quiet and sit down for a few minutes. But, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, it was just kind of rock and roll. And in fact, I think their very first film, Vanilla Ice, did their theme song.
Really?
Because there was a point where he'd say, go ninja, go ninja, go ninja, go. Because he's a rapper. So, of course, he had to throw his little rap in there. Now, do you remember the word that they used?
Cowabunga.
Phrase? Cowabunga, dude. I want to say that was always Donatello who said that, but I could be wrong. I had actually hoped that we'd be able to talk a little bit about these artists, because I used the artists' photos or pictures, some of their works on our slideshow but we are almost out of time.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a show about the Renaissance masters. Let's just do a show about that. And we'll just do it. That certainly, once that's the thing, Renaissance is such an important part of our history. Once everybody got a hold of some beans from the New World and then got healthy, everybody started being able to think straight, you know. And
that's around the time I think it was a little before the Renaissance when Shakespeare talked about how sniffing or smelling or being around rosemary helps keep your memory sharp.
Oh, and there's another show topic.
And I will tell you, yesterday when we were in Okahumka at Bountiful Farms, and I want to warn everybody, we're in the process of expanding our farmers market repertoire, where we will be going to other farmers markets. We've started at Okahumka. It's really quite a drive for us, so we're trying to get a few more local places to
maybe add on to it. Yeah.
Yes. I'm not saying we're not going to go back, but I just
we're going to reevaluate the way we approach our festival situation. Yeah, because there are a bunch of these festivals all over the place, and if we're going to drive 4 to 6 hours a day somewhere to do something, maybe we do it in 2 days and go to more than one festival. So that's kind of my vision, and we'll just see what happens because we are.
Yeah, when we get to be unique Mobile, we'll be able to do that.
Yes. And if you want to help manifest the Be Unique Mobile, we'll just have to do a show about that too and tell everybody what it is.
Exactly. Now, I will tell you, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is World Argyle Day.
Yes, I'm excited. I got my Argyle socks out. I just got to figure out which color to wear for tomorrow. Maybe one of each. So
I'm going to, you know what? I want to see which exit I want to hit. I think I'm going to go back to one of the pre-recorded exits that we did when we first started thinking about the show.
Sure.
Because I've forgotten what it says. But folks, thanks for joining us, and tune in tomorrow, and we might be wearing Argyle socks. Who knows?
All right. See you, everybody.
Hey,
see you, Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
All right. Bye.
What are we going to talk about tomorrow? The sky's the limit, but since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome.
We'll put it on the website.
And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers, I would like
to
know
like
more
this commercial.
About, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
And Mary, and you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye, everybody.